Jabber.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Look at him.
What the? I'm bald.
How do you like that? He had a beautiful full head of hair, a mane that I love, and now he looks like you.
Look at me. Look at me.
How did that happen?
You did it.
What are you talking about?
You traumatized the doctor. What? He described you. He said bald glasses. He said some racial slur, and you traumatized the doctor, and he came in all flummoxed and shaved his f***ing head.
There's nothing wrong with being bald.
Oh, yes, there is, Larry.
Sure, look at you.
You said you wouldn't care if you were bald.
Yeah, in 40 years. Today, not overnight.
Well, yours is going to go back. Mine isn't.
That's right. You know what? Curse on you. Mine's going to grow back.
Curse on you.
You deserve it.
What did you say to that doctor?
All right, here's what happened, okay? Here's what happened. I was in the cafeteria.
Oh, my.
I was having lunch with Dr. Flom, okay?
What, Dr. You know, pretty, Flom.
By the way, can you interpret this note?
Oh, nobody gives a shit about your note.
What are you doing?
The Don and Mike Show.
What are you doing?
Hot as balls. The Don and Mike Show.
Curse on you.
Gracias.
All right.
Buenos dias.
Same to you, friend. That was a good Curb Your Enthusiasm last night.
I haven't looked at it yet. I was drifting away from it a little bit.
As I believe, the writing out of the wife enters the second phase.
Uh-huh. Is she still showing up at all? Or
she showed up in a brief dream montage last night.
Really?
And she was in the previews for next week, so she's not entirely gone.
Ah, see, I never watched the previews for next week.
You think they'll keep her hanging around, or will she be gone forever?
Phasing her out, I'm pretty sure.
I think if it at all mirrors his real life,
right.
He's got to get rid of her. I think it's time to start the rumor again that WJFK Free FM is changing format.
Really?
To Light Rock?
Same format?
That's not a rumor.
To Light Rock, because it's happening now in Chicago.
Yes.
Oh,
the station that's all talk in Chicago.
Dropping like flies.
Changing format.
Mm-hmm.
Going Spanish.
Bueno.
El something or other.
Zol.
And...
El Chicago.
They're moving. Guapo. They're moving the guy, Steve Dahl.
Uh-huh.
He's the only guy that survives. So they move him to the station that just plays records with no DJs.
I see.
Oh, really?
Yes. Right. They're moving him to Jack FM.
Jack, baby.
Because that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Still is.
So we have to be very, very conscious of spreading that rumor around.
That we are going to be changing formats.
The station everyone can agree on.
To Light Rock.
Even... people that speak Spanish.
I've changed my mind.
The new Light 106.7.
So many nights.
Tell you, just saying, this format has fallen. It's falling faster than CBS stock.
You're going to be hearing a lot of that.
And then what is this with a disc jockey in Minneapolis now? KQRS, Minneapolis Classic Rocker, will air a public apology for a morning show bit that aired connected an American Indian reservation's high suicide rate to incest. Members of the two tribes will get a face-to-face on Tom Bernard's morning show.
What did Tom Bernard do?
I guess what he did was he ran a bit that connected the high number of suicides on reservations to incest.
Oh.
Did he have reservation weather?
That didn't go over so well.
Poor disc jockeys. Now you got to sit down with two Indians.
So stupid and so put upon.
You got to sit down. Before the start of a protest today, they called for the disc jockeys firing. Members of the two tribes will get a face-to-face on his morning show tomorrow.
Yeah, disc jockeys in the news again, screwing up. Making mistakes.
That's right.
Ain't they great?
Apologizing to save their jobs, and in some cases apologizing and not saving their jobs.
They don't know how to handle a sensitive issue like Native American comedy, which is done with the Chief Wahoo newsmaker.
Absolutely.
See, now we're laughing.
Of course.
Buzz, give it to me one time. You're home for Light Rock, Less Talk, 106.7 The Light.
106.7 FM, The Light. Where the light is always on.
There's a boat lease for Vulgari at 6 o'clock, and you're going to be on it.
You'd never have that on a Light Rock station.
No.
You wouldn't have the drop-ins.
No drop-ins. Too much personality.
As you please. Mm-hmm. Light Rock, Less Talk.
Light Rock, Less Talk. 106.7.
Oh, not again.
But like they did with Steve Dahl, they'd save you and I, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course.
We would be moved to some lesser station.
Right.
Don't we have a Jack FM around here somewhere?
Somewhere there must be one.
We see the light in your eyes, and we give you the light in your ears.
I think there still is a Jack FM in Baltimore, mm-hmm. isn't there?
I think so.
For goodness sakes.
Jack FM still surviving. Still hanging in there. Still hanging on.
And I've got something else that's kind of related to radio.
Yeah?
That I wanted to read. I don't know if any of you, it just struck me as weird. It's this thing I told you about. I read this thing to you, right?
Yeah. You were talking about that. Right.
It's weird. It's just, it's a radio guy, and it's a weird thing. And I don't know why a guy would put this on a website
mm-hmm.
for everybody to see. Mm-hmm. The guy's name is Steve Dahl, just mentioned his name.
Right.
He's like, it was Howard before Howard was Howard.
That's right. That's true.
And
you knew the guy for a long time.
Yeah.
He's kind of fascinated with you, at least in some of the remote places where we were doing a show and he was constantly staring.
Mm-hmm. Creepy.
It was creepy that one day.
There's no doubt the guy was a big influence on my radio life, but when I worked at the same station as he did in Chicago, he went out of his way just to make my life a living freaking hell.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
He did that.
But he was the first disc jockey I ever heard who put his wife on the air.
Right.
Would talk about all things, no matter how bad they made him look.
Uh-huh. Right.
And I always kind of admired that. Okay, so then I had Frida on the year all the time that she was married before mm-hmm. she passed away.
Right.
On the air to a lesser extent. I have Janet now. It can't be the same as it was with Frida.
No.
And the thing about this guy, Steve Dahl, is that he's always, oh, that's right. Why is it that Rob remembers more about my life and your life sometimes than you and I do?
He's got that part of his brain that he dwells on it.
Rob remembers that when
he's younger, he said.
Rob remembers when I worked at WLS with this guy. This guy had his own studio like we do, mm-hmm. and he had a couch, would do the show laying on his couch, and he also had a little mini refrigerator full of chocolate soda that he put a lock and a padlock.
I remember that. I remember the chocolate soda. And wasn't it a specific, not Yoo-hoo, but a specific kind of chocolate soda?
Canfields. He remembers the brand.
How do you remember that?
Here's the thing.
Didn't think we'd require that.
It was my life. Uh-huh. It was my life, not
That's
his
right.
life.
That's right.
1981.
Go ahead right. with your own life. Leave me alone.
How do you remember the soda brand?
Love.
Love. You're right. Love.
I just do.
Love.
All right. So, despite what we say.
That's retail. He knows that retail stuff.
There's a lot of people in radio, speaking just for myself, that I admire a lot and respect and it influenced me. And one of them was this guy, Steve Dahl.
Absolutely. Rightly so.
So, you know, I put Frito on the air for all of those years. And as far as I had known, he has continued to put his wife on the air. And for those of you who thought that when Frida was alive, she was on a little too much. I say to you, you should have tried this guy Steve Dahl show mm-hmm. sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, so all of this stuff is going on in Chicago. What with one of the disc jockeys, again, who's a friend and an influence of mine, John Landecker. He has the same agent as we do. Our agent just screwed up his deal, and he just got fired.
What?
And then this other station's changing format. So and Buzz and I used to work in Chicago, so I've still got some roots back there, which is why I still right. sometimes get calls from people saying, did you hear this or did you see this? Well, this guy Dahl has been on the air longer than Mike and I have, and his wife's been on the air.
A lot.
One of my radio guys, one of my radio buddies said, go to this website and read what his wife wrote.
It's pretty
unbelievable. Now, his wife has a blog?
Yeah, okay. And you should also know that, like I said, with Frida, although even more so, this lady used to be on his show, at least the way I remember it, all the time.
Now, you talked about, I think off air, you were telling me that she had blogged about him and said, I guess she has some choice things to say?
Yeah. This is an interesting thing. I don't
and
know.
And incidentally, they're still married, right?
Well, that's kind of what,
as far as we know.
What happened was, I know we're talking about a guy that no one knows, but I find this interesting radio-wise.
Yeah.
It's a guy who lived his life on the radio through his family and everything else that happened, reached a point when, I guess from what I hear from Chicago, she's no longer even associated with the show.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't mention that he's married. He doesn't mention what's going on at home.
All right.
So she writes this. Janet's Planet. It's his wife's name, Janet.
Mm-hmm.
Standing by. This spot on the Steve Dahl website is so stale, I cannot let it remain untouched. I've asked Steve to eliminate me from these columns, not because I'm tired of posting my meanderings, but because my presence here is not reflective of any connectivity to the current Steve Dahl show. I am an amputated appendage.
Ooh.
Mm.
I feel a twinge of phantom pain, but it's telling me to think differently.
Wow, that's how she starts, huh?
That's the first paragraph.
So she's been eliminated from the show. That's what we can tell by what she says.
Yes, so.
But she's writing on his website, which means she's still connected.
Years ago, I was the conscience on the phone, the newspaper editor, current events briefer, and the reflection of Steve's other world. Now I am nothing to the show. Truth told, the show does not need me in these capacities. Mark does a masterful job and dedicated job of pouring news and factoids into Steve's head. Steve's other
world. Is
that
like the producer?
I guess so. Mm-hmm. Steve's other world is just like his public world since he became a non-drinking, exercising adult. It needs no interpretation.
Mm-hmm. This is cracking
Hold
me up.
On.
Because it sounds like she's bitter that he's, I guess he's slowing down.
Well, you got to hear the whole
All
thing.
All right, go ahead. I'm just interpreting it as it goes on.
Okay. It needs no interpretation. He is funnier in his public pronouncements than he is at home, so I rarely have an antidote to tickle the audience with. I am the very middle-aged mother of Steve's grown men, 22, 24, or 26. Steve rarely speaks of me, consults me, or internalizes my ideas about the show. He doesn't need to. He stopped using instant messaging with me during show hours because the delay and multiple messages are disconcerting. He's told me he doesn't want to be called and chastised anymore, and I can take a hint. My instinct is to make the separation total and fold up this literary exercise. I'm thinking about it.
Okay, well, she's so far not saying she's going to fold up her tent at home. Right. She's saying she's not going to write on his website. Now, I tell you, I do smell something already. I'll be honest with you. I smell a rat. It sounds like good ratings.
In the meantime, I want to assure the people who have written to ask if we are divorced or separated, because I am so absent from the show, that I am still steady on the home front. The home front is a less interesting place than it used to be. Before the boys were emancipated, Steve's energies were less formatted by his radio responsibilities. This is still a place where Steve returns to watch his sports, write his blog, email his listeners, eat and sleep. See, there's not a lick of anything there to muse about. I am like the comfortable old shoe.
She can write very well.
Yeah. I am like the comfortable old shoe. Still here. A good place to be. Not much to talk or look at. But never fear. I am standing by.
Wow. That's it.
Wow.
And that's it.
Yeah.
And she hasn't written anything since.
No,
that's very interesting.
That was up on October 1st. Mm-hmm. I find that highly interesting.
I find it interesting, too. I mean, this is somebody who was a very big part of his show, as you mentioned, mm-hmm. bigger than Frieda was on this show.
Absolutely.
And obviously a contributor. I mean, this is a woman that's desperately unhappy. But you see, I do still smell the rat that this could be in the wonderful world of radio. Maybe this is being stirred up for the purposes of ratings.
I've heard from enough. Well, first off, I don't know how many ratings he has left.
Right.
And second, it's been going on long enough behind the scenes. I don't think it's a publicity thing. I mean, it's just she's just been erased from the show.
People start.
Would he ever come on our show to talk about it?
Oh, probably not.
Probably not.
I'm sure he wouldn't.
Right.
Why the hell would he? I mean, what's he want?
Because we're fascinated with
come
it.
Come on our show and find out how come his wife's not going on his show
anymore.
Well,
he's obviously aware of it. And but a boy, it sounds like. You know, it's the old argument of coming home from work. You come home to eat, sleep, and S, and that's about all. Watch his sports, email his listeners. What you pull different things out of that little blog.
And she's an old shoe, and she's also the appendage, the amputated appendage.
And I guess he's not drinking anymore, and he's a health nut.
Working
now.
Out some.
I'd like to know what kind of health nut. Have you seen a recent picture?
If you go to the webpage, I think you'll find that maybe that's not the number one priority at home.
Still, he's a lot thinner than he used to be.
Well,
thin, a relative term. But.
Yeah, he sounds like he's not happiness in doll land right now.
I don't know, just a very kooky thing. I mean, I pictured
myself.
Well,
keep us posted if you hear anything further.
I certainly will.
Further developments.
I look at that and I go, God damn, what if things ever had gone that like crazy like that with Frieda? What would I mean, that's the problem. Really, that's the problem. if you're going to be a guy and you're going to be in radio and you're going to, you know, don't make the Howard mistake, right?
Right.
If you're going to be a guy and you're going to present yourself and say, listen, I'm a pussy-whipped, happily married guy.
Right.
I'm miserable about it, but I'm in love with this woman. Uh-huh. You know, you got to keep her there. You got to keep her there.
Well, I mean, it's not always his decision, though, right. Obviously. And obviously, there is not the extent of control where, I mean, you know that he edits that website. You know he has to know what's going out on that website, unless she snuck it in there. I mean, there it was for everybody to read, and it stayed up for long enough for people to download that. So who knows what's going on?
I don't know. It seems to me if he put it up, that maybe that's the, well, who knows? Maybe it's true. Maybe it's not true.
That's a very unhappy little blog, though. That's a woman who is, she refers to herself as an amputated appendage.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right up. Wow.
There. Okay, so that's today's behind.
Are there any pictures of her? I'd love to see a picture of the young lady.
I don't know.
Yeah, because I'd like to be the judge of whether she's not much to look at. Fascinating.
We got a picture of a squirrel.
We do have a picture of a squirrel?
It's a picture of a real squirrel.
Oh. There she is. Picture of her?
A little like Mrs. Green Thumbs.
Hot. Mrs. Green Thumbs.
She's got a strong jaw.
She's a lawyer, right? She's a lawyer, I think.
I think she used to be.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got to send Janet an email.
Janet Dahl. Mm-hmm. Not my girlfriend, Janet.
Right.
That's all.
And it sounds to me, there are a couple of references in here. She does not like the exercising. You know? Still where Steve returns to. To watch sports, write his blog, email his listeners, eat, jog, and sleep.
Well, you know why she hates the exercise?
Why?
That prolongs his life.
Rob put it with that very nice way.
He might be right.
I don't know. Crazy. That's crazy, right?
Sure is.
That's like a guy that lives on the radio with his life, right?
But a hopeful headline.
You pull the life away there, right?
Standing by,
sure.
She says.
Standing by.
So sure. She's standing by her man.
It's not very stuff. Optimistically.
Very funny.
Listen, in that situation, there's only two ways out, my friend, Dahl. Two ways out. One way is the way that I got out. I wouldn't wish that on anybody. Seriously. That's all. And the other way is the Howard way.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, my advice to him would be suck it up and keep the show going.
Well, it depends. I mean, you never know what the reasons are for her lack of presence on the show. I mean, you have no idea what's going on with all, you know, it's not like we hear him every day and we know what's going on. It's just a very interesting development.
I can't help it, Mike. I take her side.
You always do.
Yeah.
You always side with the ladies.
Always.
It's your curse. It is your curse.
Oh, my God.
Always siding with ladies. Hey, one of the things about this business, you know, when you do this every day, your personal life is going to be part of what you hear.
Mm-hmm.
It's inevitable, you know, your successes. Your failures.
But, you know, it just depends how much you want to throw it out there.
That's right.
Right.
You know, and from my way of thinking, he's a guy who always threw it out there all the time, every time.
Yeah.
I only throw it out there like when a woman leaves me in Bermuda or something like that. You know what I mean?
We do.
Well, you got to tell the truth.
Sometimes you got to
say what happens.
Sure. You got it going on now.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Come on, you've got it going on now.
I got a good lady now. I do. I got a very good lady now. Very, very happy.
Stop focusing on the one that left you for Goldie. And she did, right?
I'm thinking you're right. Didn't she?
Yeah, she was the cop.
The
right?
cop.
The cop.
Wow. God, I don't even remember.
You were
her
standing
name.
In the room.
I don't even remember her name.
Drinking beer at 6 a.m. watching her flight take off.
Yeah, God, you got a good memory on that one.
I'm like Rob with you.
You do. That was a great, you know, one of my great low points.
Did you remember that?
I did.
I did too.
But I don't have her name.
I don't remember either. She was blonde. We went to Regis and Kathy Lee together.
She wasn't a real blonde.
With you and Frida.
She wasn't a real blonde, was she?
I think maybe yes. Yeah, I think so.
Was she with you before or after Goldie?
Maybe after.
Ew.
Yeah.
Hi. Ew.
Yeah. I had completely forgotten Goldie. Thanks for bringing that up. Jesus.
Again, history.
Oh, no. If you knew Goldie. Wow.
He's a country disc
jockey. Boy, oh boy.
Is he really?
Yes, he is.
Is he really?
Yeah, I think he's in the Carolinas. Hi.
Oh, somebody should call Goldie and ask him about that time when he answered the door to his house. And imagine my surprise, but Grady Vance was there. And Goldie had on the tiniest New York Giants football helmet.
Sunnier days. Sunnier days.
Good times. Okay.
I really didn't mean to call that woman's mother a lesbian either. That's what did it. Did you know that?
No. What? No.
When she left me?
Oh.
That's what did it.
Oh,
the,
sure.
Which? I'm sorry.
The one that left me, the one that, with Goldie, the
which
cop.
Which woman that left
the
you?
The cop. Balcony. In Bermuda.
You called her a lesbo.
No, called her mother a lesbian. Not a good thing to do.
Probably not.
Why'd you do that?
Wanted to be mean. We were having a fight.
Well, it worked.
The meanest thing I could think. No, there was spaces for it.
You just throw that out there?
Huh? Yeah, just threw it out there.
She's like, "What? So you're a jerk. Hey, your mom's a lesbian."
Oh, no, and it was a little something than that. A little more than that.
Elaborate.
A little more than that. I could refresh you on the story. I still remember a little bit of it. I can't remember the person's name, but I remember the story. I remember what set me off. I remember why we spent the whole weekend fighting, the whole little vacation.
Every time I'm with you, I imagine I'm with Goldie from Oldies 100.
Do you know what started it? What? You know what time we were supposed to meet to get ready to fly out to lovely, expensive Bermuda the next day?
What?
Do you know what time she arrived?
What time?
3 a.m.
Oh.
Same time Joe calls people. And then that was kind of the beginning of the whole thing.
When you referred to her mother as the lesbian, was mm-hmm. it? Did you use a shorter word?
I
than
did
lesbian?
A very very punchy short little word.
Perhaps like
God
a sitcom
bless you.
Star.
Rest in peace, Cheryl.
Yes. You called her Mama Dyke.
Yes. Yeah.
In the heat of the moment.
In the heat of the moment, and you're right. And then
did you modify it at all?
The real fun began when I went down to Hamilton, Bermuda, and began to drink my sorrows away and try to maneuver a scooter back to my hotel. That's one thing I don't recommend. Try, you know, you're going to get a scooter. Yes, I don't recommend that you drink all afternoon and try to maneuver a scooter.
Don't drink.
And then I went to the airport where she was leaving, and she reached into her purse and said, she said something like, you know, you're a really nice guy, but you might have some issues with anger. And at that point, she reached in, and she said, really, as the plane was 20 minutes away from boarding, she reached into her purse and said,
she was a sage, a seer.
Incidentally, here's your passport. I remember that moment, too.
So she could have taken it.
She would have left with it.
Wow.
And you would still be in Hamilton, Bermuda.
Happy. Happy, happy, happy.
And that would have been the name you used.
But she
there,
gave you your passport back.
She gave it to me back, yeah. I don't know how that happened. I don't remember that part. But it was, and then I remember, you know, bringing the scooter back from the airport and then watching. I could see the airport from my hotel balcony and watching the plane leave. And then coming back to you and saying, hey, you're going to love the opening of the show.
Yeah, I
hit bottom over the weekend.
I did.
Rock bottom.
I remember that. I remember the way you described it. Big panoramic view.
Yeah.
You open up the dual drapes in your hotel room.
Right.
You're there. You're all night stinking drunk.
Yep.
And you're toasting her plane with a can of beer or whatever in your
bottle
hand.
Bottle of Amstel Light.
Bottle of Amstel Light.
Remember it well. There's a plug. How about that, huh? Didn't even get it for free.
Did you feel like an amputee, Mike?
I did. I felt
did
like
you feel like the other shoe, an old shoe.
No, I actually.
Whatever she wrote.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
At that particular time, I almost felt free, but a little lonely.
Sure.
It's not a good place to be. Those vacation resorts, not fun when you're by yourself.
That's right.
But I met some friends after that. Cut my vacation short by only 2 days.
You always seem to.
I bounce back.
Rebound, golden boy.
You have to.
Hey, don't forget this, Mike.
Game over, series over, and the Red Sox are world champs again.
I'll tell you something. They can never take that away from you.
And you know what I have to say to that?
What's that?
Sure, why not?
All right, Billy Crystal. As you know,
that's evil. You know, not Billy Crystal.
Yes, you are.
No.
Yes, you are. You're Billy.
I had more than 700 Sundays with my father.
The way that Billy Crystal is with the Yankees now is that overbearing way that you're going to be with the Red Sox.
I'm going to produce a movie about it. A movie about yes. Yay. Yay, rah, rah. Leave go, Bo Sox.
All right. When we come back, something besides this. How about
something different?
I'm waiting for that.
How about that?
This is the Don and Mike Show.